The Jaguars back to work on a gorgeous Wednesday in Jacksonville. Back-to-back home games at Everbank Field. The 2-10 Jags welcome the 6-6 Houston Texans this Sunday. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick with you. The Jags back at it on Wednesday. And a lot of talk about the division rival Houston Texans this week. They're clinging to playoff hopes at 6-6. And, of course, the Jags are feeling good coming off that one-point win over the Giants last week. The defensive side stole the show in that game. Two defensive touchdowns for the first time in franchise history. But on the offensive side, when they needed it, Blake Bortles led the game-winning drive to get into field goal range. Giants head coach Tom Coughlin said after that game that they were expecting some turnovers from Bortles and the Jags. But Bortles said maybe the mindset of the opposition will change moving forward.
I mean, that's how it should be every week. You know, we should get to the point to where, you know, Coughlin's saying we weren't expecting any turnovers, and we got one. So, I mean, that's the goal, and that's how it should be.
Some more notes from Wednesday. Josh Scobie, kicker, named AFC Special Teams Player of the Week with two field goals, including the eighth career game winner. Right tackle Austin Pastor, done for the year. So Sam Young and Josh Wells are battling this week to see who starts on Sunday. With Pastor on IR, the Jags signed linebacker A.J. Edds today, a fourth-year player out of Iowa, a former Dolphins draft pick. He was with the Jets earlier this year. We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. We've heard it from the quarterback, and of course a game-winning drive will give him confidence, mm-hmm. but it also helps the guys around him too.
Well, it helps so much. And Jed and Blake both talked that, yeah, that last drive does give a guy confidence. And what was interesting to me in the locker room today, talking to Marquise Lee, was about his confidence. The wide receiver, as a rookie, struggled early in the season. And I asked him, you know, are you seeing what you want to see on film now? And he said, yeah. And he said when he first started playing this year, there was stuff that he was doing that just didn't work in the NFL. He was used to it working in college, didn't work in the pros. And he said it takes time and experience, and the only way you learn is to fail. And so I think that's what all the rookies are going through. You're seeing signs of Marquise Lee coming out of that. And now I think you'll see as Blake goes through that, who has so much more to deal with, I think you'll see him start to sort of learn from those failures, from the things not working. Going forward, you should see that sort of get ironed out, if you will.
Big topic this week on the offensive line. Pastor's done for the year, so a battle at right tackle this week. And the winner gets J.J. Watt on Sunday.
Yeah, well, lucky guy, right? And they both said, Josh Wells and Sam Young, looking forward to the challenge if it happens. It's going to play out all week. I would expect Sam Young, who played well in a couple of games early when he was filling in at right tackle, to be the guy there. He's got experience at the spot. They like his skill set there. They like Josh Wells in the long term in terms of being able to play both sides, but I would guess Sam Young goes on Sunday.
And speaking of offensive line, a lot of topics today about protection. I mean, Bortles was sacked 7 times last week, and Jed Fish said it's got to improve a bit. Luke Jokel's been a topic mm-hmm. this week. And Denard Robinson, too, in pass protection.
Well, and again, it kind of goes back to what we talked about earlier. There's stuff that these guys are learning on the fly. And I think Luke Jokel's still going through some of that. What was fascinating to me was when Jed Fish talked today about Denard Robinson. And he said, you got to remember, this guy didn't play running back in college, played very little last year. They didn't throw a lot at him. And now all of a sudden he's having trouble with blitz pickup. Well, duh, right? I mean, that's what he's going to struggle with because he's never really done it before. So Jed said they're seeing good things out of Denard. He's getting it right most of the time. And there were some errors on Sunday that were obviously right out there. But he thinks Denard will improve with it. And, again, I think that's just one of those things that these young guys, Denard, although we've talked about Denard for a long time now, played very few games at running back. He's learning just like the rest of these young guys are learning.
Well done. Here we go. Week 14.
Week 14. Up. Let's go, baby.
Houston Texans are coming in. They're 6-6 in the hunt on the wild card. Senior correspondent Brian Sexton says this game is a true barometer to see how the Jags stack up in the division.
The Jaguars have 4 games left to play this season, and 3 of those are against the AFC South. Their record against the South this season, 0-3. And 2 of those 3 were to the Colts. Indy is clearly the class of the division, or at least they're the only team in the division with an elite quarterback. One of those 3 South losses was to Tennessee, and frankly, that's a game the Jags should have won. The Titans are a mess on both sides of the ball. The Texans, though, are a different story. And for that reason, they're a barometer of sorts for the Jaguars this week. Houston was the 2-time defending division winner in 2012. Today, they're a middle-of-the-road team fighting to stay alive in the wild card chase. They run the ball well, but don't throw it consistently. And they're only okay on defense, despite having the best player in the game, J.J. Watt. They don't have their quarterback. The Jaguars believe they do. And theirs is coming off his first game with no interceptions and with a come-from-behind game-winning drive under his belt. I'm interested to see if Bortles and the Jaguars can win a 3rd consecutive game against Houston. And if they're closer to being the second best team in the division, then the fourth.
Thanks, Brian. The Jaguars continue prep for the Houston Texans Thursday afternoon. We'll have all the post-practice coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars.